the weekend, the house, the wife, the husband, the kids, the TV, the park, the fag-end Sundays. Hell is other people, Tracy reckons. I think Tracy pinched that. There she is now, writing to her auntie in Ashbourne. Her auntie Mavis pinches things.
The Blackburn Files, with Finetime Fontaine as
Stephen J. Blackburn, discreet inquiries undertaken.
Episode 4, A Case of Plagiarism.
How is Auntie?
I should think they'll be paroling her soon.
Did they ever find the loot?
With Auntie Mavis? Unlikely.
How long's she done?
10 years.
Imagine that. Like 10 years of weekend. I mean, will she know you when she sees you? Will you know her? What will you say to her?
Coming!
That's not very poignant.
No, a customer, Big Ears, at the door.
Not customers. How many more times? They are...
clients! It's not a fish shop.
Morning. Is this it?
All depends.
A florid fat man in a deafening cravat. Little brass ring glinting in the sun. I took my usual guess. Definitely not a marital. This was a singleton, shaving foam in his left ear. He had a briefcase as big as a bread van. The brown suede shoes screamed, bad debt.
Shall I sit down?
Coffee, Tracy.
The magic word?
Please.
I'll think about it.
It's Monday. I thought Friday was your thinking day. Coffee.
Am I in the right place? Do you chuck place at each other next?
Sugar, sir?
Three. Stirred, please.
Right, business. What can I do for you? Can we start with a name?
It's Blackburn, isn't it?
Amen.
Only kidding. Smith. John Smith.
I see. Discretion job, is it?
That's my real name. But I've got another.
Ah.
Newton. Hartley J. Newton. First British serial rights offered.
Name change, is it? New identity. I know the feeling. You're with friends. But you don't need me. You need a deed pull, pal.
You don't understand. Hartley J. Newton is a pen name. Nom de plume. Occupation writer.
Really? Well, they do say we've all got a book in us somewhere.
I haven't. I've written it. And three others.
Four books?
Four novels, two books of short stories, three plays for television, one West End farce, and a situation comedy in 10 parts for Frankie Howard set in the Stone Age.
When was that on? I rather like Frankie Howard.
It's not been on. Not yet. Nothing's been on.
Ah. And the books?
Unpublished as yet. John Creasy Kid.
Is that another name?
He wrote the Toff books. Detective. Now then, watch my lips. John Creasy had 800 full-length novels turned down before his first success. I live be Creasy me.
Fascinating.
Writing game. It's all about lucky breaks.
Ah, Dame Fortune.
Who wrote that then?
Just a little saying.
It's not just breaks, though, is it? Sometimes it's monkey business, like this. Here. Read that.
20-year-old Carl Hector Johnson has won an initiative award for his dialing egg enterprise. Now he employs 2 people one day a week.
No. Other side. Look here. I marked it.
Sorry. This. BBC television drama plans for the autumn include a new 3-part serial, The Edge, set in a small village where the threat of a new motorway is met by fierce resistance from the community.
It's very good. I wrote that.
Ah, you're a journalist as well as a writer.
No. Watch my lips. I wrote the serial. Well, I wrote the idea and they pinched it.
Theft, then. That's why you've come at long last.
It was Marjorie Oglesby, the devious one.
Coffee. For one.
Is it stirred?
I was hoping you could manage that on your own.
Let me get this right, Mr. Newton. You're telling me that your idea for a teleseries has been pinched by a woman called Marjorie Oglesby.
You've put saccharine tablets in this. Stick to your art, you know.
And this Marjorie Oglesby has given it to the television people.
How do they stick to your art, tablets?
Look, we're on short time at our place, see. I can see what's coming. Dennis Fishlock's not staying out, but it's obvious. Only 5 years apprenticeship and 30 years craftsmanship out the window. But what's new? So I'm looking out for my future, aren't I? Anyway, I'm a big reader, me. Library all my life. I've read every one they've got. And one day I thought, I can do better than that. So I sat down and wrote.
My Auntie Mavis is a writer.
She's in jug. She's got the time.
Yeah, they encourage it in prisons. They have tutors. People like Marjorie Oglesby. She does 2 days at local detention centre as well as us. Probably pinches their ideas as well.
You've had encouragement, have you, Mr. Newton?
It was the wife who spotted it. So you think you're a writer. 7 till 9, Mondays at Dawson Street School. £12.50 for 10 sessions, unwaged, free.
Marjorie Oglesby.
Right. I told her I'm no beginner, me. I'm a pro. I've done
4 novels, 2 books of short stories, 3 television plays.
A West End farce and a series in 10 parts for Frankie Howard set in the Stone Age.
So where does the theft come in?
I gave Marjorie my script to look over. That was a mistake. She passed it on to them. That's how they get their ideas, see. TV, radio, they raid writers' classes.
How can I help, Mr. Newman?
I want it back. My script. They can't do it. It's my idea. I'll make it worth your while.
With a standard tariff at Blackburn's.
Never mind tariffs. I'm talking about film rights. 2% for you. Big money. That'll stick to your heart, won't it? Remember John Creasy. 800 rejections. I'll not stop now till I've got what's mine. Recognition.
Blokes with cravats, Mr. B.
What about them?
To be avoided. It's a mark of RIC.
RIC?
Recent institutional care.
You mean it's crazy?
Tablets can't stick to your art.
How can you pinch ideas, Tracy?
You can't pinch what you can't see. Frederick Engels. Listen to this.
Tracy, I'm trying to work.
Philip Glass. He's a minimalist. He pinched ideas for a start.
Where did he pinch this? Off a milk float? I've told you. Down, else off. Monday night, 7 till 9. Dawson Street School as was. Creative writing for adults. Not a school anymore. Smell of cabbage fading now in the corridors. The slam of lockers and roar of boys all gone. Words. That could teach him a thing or two. I went in through the big green doors. Peeling posters. Colorado Beetle. Union meeting. Gay dance group. Homemade curd. There was a door half open. I peeped in. An old man was counting dull green saucers. There was a brown blackboard, lists of rooms, conversational yoga, advanced guitar, maths for small businesses, and at the bottom of the list, creative writing, room D302, this way.
Hello there. Enter. So, you want to be a writer?
Do I? Yes, I do.
You'll find we're very informal here, Mr...
Shakespeare, Frank Shakespeare.
Gorgeous! Love it! Such an appropriate name.
Frank, is it?
What form does your work actually take, Frank?
The usual form.
I'm Marjorie Oglesby. I'm senior tutor here. Welcome. We've got a very wide range of writers in this group. There's Norman, he's trying to break into situation comedy. And there's Elsie. She writes mainly for the weekly magazines. They've had Close to Your Lips on fire for 2 months now, so we're very hopeful about Woman.
Aren't we all?
Isn't that a teeny bit sexist, Frank?
No, kid, this is Barathea.
And then, of course, we've Kevin Moody. That's spelt A-N. He's our poet. Several here dabble in verse, of course, but Kevin's is a rather special, finely tuned voice.
I used to sing a bit myself.
And then there's Derek, ex-miner. Marvellous man, writing his life story. He's got to age 13, and if the class gets renewed after Christmas, we might get him past his adolescence.
Right, then, shall I sit here?
Oh, yes, you do that, hear me. You just sit and watch. You look like a good observer.
Oh, I am. I'm a professional, me.
Come on, come in, everyone. Get settled. We're ready to start. Come on, get settled.
They trooped in. Gnarled old men with brown files. Old women in twin sets with notepads. Young lasses in what used to be called office wear. A couple of whispering, giggling lads in school blazers. And there he was, Hartley J. Newton, alias John Smith. Cravat like a tortured gecko. And that Bread Van briefcase. He presented it to the table with a flourish.
Evening, John. I see you have your earth with you.
And I've brought me writing as well.
Elsie, whatever's wrong? Tears?
She's upset. Close to your lips, Marjorie. It came back this morning. A printed slip. Sorry, but we regret.
Be brave, Elsie. Be strong. You'll have to try Woman's Own now.
But watch Woman. A couple of months and it'll be there. Close to your lips. Different title, different byline, but same story.
Elsie copyrighted it. They can't if she copyrighted it.
They can. Watch my lips. Bonanza. Norman had that idea 40 years ago, didn't you, Norman? Pink.
No hobby horses, please. This is Frank, everyone. Our little addition.
Can we get started? Whispering Grass will be here soon.
That's no way to talk about Kevin. Now, who's going to read first? Elsie? How's things on the planet Zog? We know you're very keen on sci-fi.
Journey into space takes hours, this. Lay back, set your alarms.
Elsie started to read like someone mumbling through a shoe. I looked round. Everybody was double-glazed. Bonanza Norman was reading the racing page. The lads were comparing photos. The radiators ticked on, and the low murmur of Holiday Greek drifted in from next door. Elsie lasted 16 minutes and finished in tears.
Very good, Elsie.
I shouldn't alter a word.
Well, now, I wouldn't quite go so far as that. The structure was fine, but the style, in parts, I felt, was inconsistent.
She's wriggling, she's wriggling.
Good evening. I have been held up by the blackness of the night.
It means the number 18 bus never turned up.
Kevin, come in. We're just discussing Elsie's trilogy.
You can't see it from where I'm sat.
This is Frank, a new recruit to our little flock. Sit down, Kevin.
I have my new poem.
Wait your turn, Jungle Book.
But I need to give you this. It mustn't go cold.
You could start by shutting that door. It's like a fish slab in here.
A nice image, John. Needs a little honing.
Gardening's in room C203.
Like a rotting corpse.
Oh, he's off. First gear.
The pit squares on the floor. Like birds of prey, we circle in our cars.
No market for modern stuff these days.
The beast is dead. The beast is dead.
Have we landed? Yes, we've landed.
Exquisite. A haiku quality. What do you think, Frank? A fresh eye on the matter?
Actually, I think I'll have to be off. It's not quite what I expected.
Oh, not so soon, surely.
I thought it was going to be more like handwriting, you see. Neat. Calligraphy, you see.
Don't you care for Percy, friend?
I'm ever so sorry. My mum's got some mackerel cheeks from Co-op. I might come again. It's very interesting.
In a brown study, Holmes?
I don't get it. Stealing's simple, isn't it? There's a bank, here's a gun, give me the cash, goodbye. But this is words.
Plagiarism.
Bless you.
It's what they call it, pinching words, pinching ideas.
Is that right?
It's not unknown in the world of words. Your bar took liberties with the Chronicles.
I wonder about you sometimes.
I should drop the case. He's cracked, Cravat Man.
You should have been there. This class. It's a world of its own. They're like dogs with a bone.
It's not your scene. Stick to what you know. With a bloke in this morning, lost 6 little bantams. He says it's gypsies.
Tell him, Fox, I'm not giving in now.
Your mum rang about your tea.
Lean topside with French fries.
Trotters and a bread bun.
I sat in the park. These part-time scribblers with their word processors and comedy scripts and wild dreams and lost hopes. I had this vision. Clint Eastwood unwrapping a manuscript set in 9th century Anglesey from a bloke in Gateshead. I saw Clint sat by his pool in Santa Barbara putting the pages into the barbecue one by one. And the man in Gateshead High Street choosing a suit for the premiere and practising how to introduce his wife to Clint. Maureen, Clint, Clint, Maureen.
Frank, isn't it?
Kevin. You're the poet from last night.
The poet from tomorrow, dear boy.
Sorry.
Aren't they awful? Bonanza Norman and Elsie from the planet Zog.
It's a bit of an eye-opener for me, I can tell you. Marjorie Oglesby.
Marvellous woman. She knows her poetry. As a matter of fact, that class you came to is not the real thing.
Isn't it?
Just the dabblers. The hardcore meet tonight in Marjorie's Sun Loggia. Such taste that woman has. And do you know, her father was a pit person.
Really? There's not many of them round here anymore.
Why don't you come along? Tonight?
I don't think I could.
You'll have to bring something to read, of course.
Will Hartley Newton be there?
I fear so. That cravat, like a takeaway pizza on his neck. Tonight, then. We'll be pleased to see you. The wine's always chambrayed at Marjorie's.
Great. I'm very fond of the Irish.
We shall merge later, then, you and I. I shall look forward to it.
I watched Wildlife on One, Kevin, disappear into the park mist. That night, I went to Marjorie's, past the 2CV in the drive, and on into the massive lounge with carpets like waves, and pictures on the walls of working people being poor and downtrodden in nice, pretty colours. They were all there, with their full pages, and their white wine, and their talk, 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 and their jokes. I froze in their midst with something called a samosa in my hand, and the sound of a tinkling piano in my ears.
Hello, Frank. I didn't expect to see you here.
I bumped into Kevin by the kiddie swings. He said it would be all right if I came.
Indeed it is. That stuff about calligraphy last night, your little joke, I take it.
Joke? Sort of, yes.
Can't say I blame you, being nervous. Some of my people are a bit eccentric. Dear Elsie, with her planet Zog, she's been on it years, you know. What are you working on at the moment?
Quite a few things on the go, actually.
First-person narrative?
No, I'm separated.
Awfully quick, aren't you? You ought to try and write comedy.
My English teacher always said I was a comedian.
What do you do? In real life, as we writers call it.
Me? Self-employed.
You're not a mine worker, are you, by any chance?
No. Little business.
A secretive one here. Help yourself to another drink. Carry on with your observation. We're focusing on the work of Kevin tonight. He's brought 10 new cantos with him.
I think I'll stick to the white wine, Tar.
Oh, there you go again, little jests. Better try one out on Hartley J. Newton, alias J. Smith. He's approaching at some speed. He seems keen to talk. I'll have to mingle.
Now then, what are you doing here, tech man?
Eating this, mainly.
Took me 6 months to get into this inner cabal, and you waft in first go.
It's my job. Investigation. I'm representing your interests.
Ah, so you found it then, my manuscript?
As a matter of fact, no. But I'm working on it.
It's in this house somewhere.
Why don't you ask her for it?
I have. She told me she'd put it on her back burner.
She's never cooked it.
It means she's still reading it. That is, photocopying it and sending it to TV for the autumn schedule.
One question, Hartley.
Ask on, Stephen.
Does this Marjorie do writing herself?
Reams of it. She's big on family sagas. She read us some one night when we'd all run out of our own. The Lumsdens and Barraclough Mill. A turbulent family saga spanning 8 generations of the West Yorkshire weaving family. Their lives, their loves and their losses.
What's it any good?
Watch my lips. Derivative.
You couldn't put it down?
Written on a photocopier. No publisher would touch it.
Where does she write all this stuff?
How do you mean?
But does she have a special room? A study? In the house?
I have no idea. Why?
Because that's where we'll find your script, won't we?
Okay, everyone. Now, Kevin's ready to start now. Can you all come forward, please? A little circle of atmosphere. Use the scatter cushions.
While the turn's on, I'll nip upstairs and have a good look round.
Aye.
I'll let you know if I find anything.
Aye.
Aye.
I think we're all ready to start, everybody. Kevin?
This one hasn't got a title, and actually I'm not too sure what it's about. And I don't really know where my images come from, but I hope you'll bear with me in the next 60 minutes or so.
Bloody hell, long distance Leonard.
I went upstairs through the ornamental foliage on the landing and came to a door marked The Den. A little sign said, "In the beginning was the word," and the word was, "It'll be ready by tomorrow." Very deep. I tried the door. Locked. So, Marjorie had something to hide. Perhaps he's right, Hartley J. Newton. Perhaps Marjorie Oglesby is a thief after all. It sounded crazy, but if my Uncle Arthur can pinch my joke about the three Irish nuns and the penguin soup and tell it at our Shirley's wedding and get a big laugh, just as if he'd made it up himself, then why couldn't Marjorie Oglesby take an idea from one of her students? Just pass it on, for monetary gain to those willing to pay. All I needed was proof. I was beginning to understand. I went downstairs past the sound of Kevin droning on and out into the black night.
It's Weary Willie with an early morning visitor.
Not Captain Cravat.
Morning, Sleuth. How's the snooping?
Mr. Stone, surprise!
Working out your new venture, is it?
I've been very busy.
I told you, exercises the mind, does investigation. I mean it. Ingomel's retirements, long death, and all that flat sand, like living on a tabletop.
What brings you here, then?
Your assistant here had better come clean on that.
I asked Mr. Stone if he could come and help out.
Did you now? Oh, no. Not come to pinch your business back.
Only your latest case. It seemed to be getting you down, Mr. Blackburn.
I think I can cope, Tar, very much.
Don't get hatted up, kid. It's just a friendly call. I had to come over to see the wife's mother. She needs turning.
Oh, right.
Lovely.
And whilst I'm here, I thought I could give you a bit of expert advice. I was, after all, the former incumbent on these premises. I do know what I'm about when it comes to probing.
Plagiarism, Mr. Stone.
Oh, sounds nasty. Never had that in my day. I had an owl stealer once. Tawnies, mostly. Nabbed him with a decoy from the job centre.
Plagiarism's a form of pinching, Mr. Stone. Pinching ideas.
Give me the gin, then.
Basically, this man thinks this woman has pinched this script which this TV company will be doing this autumn. He wants it back.
Don't be downcast. Get this man to meet this woman about this script and ask this question. Can I have it back?
Confrontation, you mean?
Don't do confrontations, kid. Not with my weight. I do diplomacy, though. Come on. Stone's back in business again.
Where to?
All parties will meet. Get it sorted. I didn't spend 25 years in this business without divining the human depths or shallows.
I fill Stone in with details. Cravat Man, the motorway village, Dawson Street School, Marjorie Oglesby, the locked upper room, the autumn schedules. We collected Hartley Newton and set off for Marjorie's house. She opened the door wearing a red caftan, orange silk scarf and knee-length green boots.
Shall we come straight in or wait for the lights to change?
I beg your pardon.
Hello, Marjorie.
Mr. Shakespeare.
It's my writing alias.
Brilliant.
And Hartley.
We've got to talk, Marjorie.
It's awfully late. How can I help you? What's this about?
Just a little investigation business. A discreet inquiry won't keep you a minute.
Who are you? Another writer?
Never touch the stuff. But I'm good on ideas. We should have a lot in common. I'm Stone.
You better all come in, then.
Right, we'll do that sort of thing. Chopin, F-sharp minor, opus 44, Rubinstein. Very plangent.
You have a taste for music, Mr. Stone.
Oh, I've a baby grand in the bungalow at Inglemells. Locked since I lost my dad. I have a taste for alcohol, too.
Look, we've not come to talk about pianos.
Or drink.
What exactly are you all doing here? I feel I'm being investigated.
As a matter of fact, my name isn't Shakespeare.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
It's Blackburn. I'm a private investigator, actually.
That bastard. It's Richard, isn't it?
No, it's Stephen, actually.
No, Richard, my ex. He'll stop at nothing. He's sent you to spy on me, hasn't he? Just because I take an interest in young verse writers.
Kevin the Nature Boy? That's not verse.
I think you've got the wrong idea. I've not been hired by your husband.
I see.
I represent this party.
Hartley? Why on earth? You've lost me, I'm afraid.
Shall we discuss this over a light ale?
Stay away from my drinks, alcove.
I think Hartley had best state his little problem himself.
Well put. I can see you like Amontillado, Mrs. O.
Look, there's a Polish comedy on Channel 4 that I rather wanted to watch. You've got 5 minutes to explain what this is all about.
Look, I'm a writer, aren't I? You know that, Marjorie. I'm not published because I'm learning my trade. Like I've been learning how to do my job at Howson's Engineering for 30-odd years. I learnt it and people employed me because I could do it. It's no different with writing, is it? I've done 4 novels, 2 books of short stories.
We know that. Just tell her your problem. Watch his lips, Marjorie.
You've pinched my motorway village idea and sold it to the TV.
Don't be so foolish.
I could destroy a bottle of sweet stout.
Where's my manuscript, then?
What manuscript?
You know very well. I gave it you to read a month ago.
I've got lots of manuscripts. I'm snowed up with them.
Where's mine, then?
Don't shout at me. If you gave it to me, then it's upstairs with all the others, waiting to be read.
Ah, the locked room.
You've been snooping in my house.
Tonic water would do. I'm parched as a breadboard.
Thing is, Marjorie, Hartley thinks you've sold his idea to the TV people.
Don't be so stupid.
And furthermore, the appropriate authorities will be very interested.
You're mad.
How come they're doing it next autumn on the telly, then? Tell me that.
How about a tumbler of pop?
Do shut up. You're utterly gross.
Oh, sticks and stones. Don't worry me. I've been rubbished by a countess in my time. Screamed at me from her golden bedspread. Mind you, I was on her bedroom windowsill. It was like that in the early days. You had to have photographic evidence. Snap, snap.
Is nobody going to put a stop to this drivel?
Where's your taps? I must have a drink.
My idea. On television.
I think I'm going mad. This is my house. I'm standing here being cross-examined by a trio of slow-witted male cretins who seem to think I've stolen something.
I want it back. Now.
Go and get it. Get all of it. Take it, please. It's rubbish. All of it.
You mean you haven't stolen it?
You're so stupid. Things on television, they're planned months before, years sometimes. I couldn't possibly have stolen it and sold it to the television. Now, you can all get out. But before you go, let me tell you this, you writers with your pens and your notebooks and your novels...
And a series for Frankie Howard set in the Stone Age.
Let me tell you, you are all so talentless. Writing You're just in love with the idea of it all. Not one person I've ever had in my classes in 20 years in this town has been any better than one slim volume of poems, self-published. You're so wrong, you see, Hartley J. Newton. Writing isn't like making steel or carving wooden lampshades. It's a question of talent, you see, of creative skill. And you haven't got it, old buddy boy.
But, Marjorie, you said I had talent. You told me. Talent. And the others. You told us.
Yes, I did. I get paid for saying things like that to people like you. It passes the time between 7 and 9 every evening. See yourselves out.
Did you really say that to him? That's awful. He must have been crushed.
That's what I'd have thought.
Like a little off-license in there. But would that Oglesby person part with so much as a dry sherry? She would not.
Funny. I could swear I can smell the devil drink.
Yes, well, we've called in on our way here.
Emergency job. I was dehydrated away from the seaside.
Where's Hartley J. Newton, then? Curled up in his briefcase?
We left him.
On his fourth half.
Drowning his sorrows.
That's just it. He wasn't upset at all. He was going on about his next big scheme.
Flamenco guitar?
No, writing. A musical based on the life of Neville Chamberlain. He's calling it You've Never Had It So Good.
I told him he needed to check his research.
After all that.
I know. He's going to send it to Andrew Lloyd Webber, with a covering note recommending Michael Crawford for the lead.
That's resilience for you, Papillon. The human spirit.
More like insanity.
Now you're an expert on writing. Have a look at these, Mr. Blackburn.
What's this, then?
Ritz. Don't touch him, kid.
Not Ritz. Poetry from Auntie Mavis in Solitary.
Oh, let's have a look. As I walked out one evening, walking down Bristol Street, the crowds upon the pavement were fields of harvest wheat. Sounds all right to me, that. It rhymes very nicely.
It should do. It's W.H. Auden. Face like Ingle Mills Beach. One of the foremost poets of his generation.
I warned you, Mr. Blackburn. Auntie Mavis, she pinches things.
Dreams and ambitions, eh? And look at me. Sat in this office in this town, reckoning to be a private detective, and me a pitman. Aren't me and Hartley J. Newton one and the same thing? Daft games. Till we die. Keep playing. It's like Marjorie says. It's a question of talent.
In A Case of Plagiarism, Finetime Fontaine was Stephen Blackburn and Judy Flynn was Tracy. Also on the case were Jerry Kersey, Christine Cox, Peter Bell and James Tomlinson. The Blackburn Files was written by Ian McMillan, Dave Sheesby and Martin Wiley and produced for BBC North East by Dave Sheesby.
Well, tomorrow, an elderly couple's timeshare cash con sparks Blackburn's first case abroad.